Time to talk a little fantasy football, brought to you by BMW of Fort Myers. A friend of the program, Marcus Grant from the NFL Network, is with us. Marcus, how are you this week?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys, doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Good. Looking forward to another weekend here, and I barely know where to start, man. So many good questions. The big story here locally, though, continues to be the Buccaneers and Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm curious if people are still buying or if they're waiting on him to just use him for a couple of weeks before Jameis comes back. We really don't know, but at some point there may be a letdown. But so far, so good. This guy's on fire. People starting to pick him up?
Yeah, I think people are starting to buy in now. You know, obviously the first week sort of came out of nowhere, and everybody kind of felt like, okay, well, we've seen this before. He's going to come back to earth. And then week two, he was good. And so now going into week three, I think people, one, are sort of buying into the fact that, okay, maybe this is a little bit of a thing. I mean, I think there's still some apprehension, but people are starting to get a little more confident. I think what is also helping is the fact that the Steelers defensively haven't shown much in the first couple of weeks. And so there's a belief that at least possibly one more week of Fitz magic possible. You know, after that, we'll kind of see where it goes. I think we're waiting to see what happens with Jameis when he's eligible to come back and play again. But this is a week that I think a lot of people have bought into Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, bringing it back to me, I say that because you tweeted about it as well a couple of days ago about David Johnson. I'm a little concerned, Marcus. I have Adrian Peterson as a backup, and I have White that I keep in there. So I mean, but a lot of people had David Johnson. He was my number one pick. He was a lot of people's number one pick. The Cardinals are a mess on offense. Hard to trade a number one draft pick, but what do you recommend for those who do have David Johnson?
I'm trying to preach patience, and I know it's hard because what you've seen out of the Cardinals the first 2 weeks has been off. Honestly, I don't expect much this week. This is a week that, you know, if you can somehow avoid it, and it's difficult to do, if you can find another option, because the Cardinals' offensive line is a mess right now. If Sam Bradford can't move the offense, and they have been generally just uncreative with how they use David Johnson. I mean, what we saw from him two seasons ago with Bruce Arians is vastly different than how he's being used in offense right now. But I think after what we saw out of the Cardinals the first 2 weeks, I think everybody's going to go back to the drawing board in Arizona and really got to figure out how to get their playmaker the ball and get it to him in space, especially with Larry Fitzgerald being less than 100% right now. Bad matchup this week, but I just have to believe that going forward, Arizona's going to look at what they do and understand that, you know, as goes David Johnson, so goes their offense. So, you know, there may be an owner in your league that's a little bit panicked, so maybe you try and make a deal there. But I think if you have him, I'm going to preach patience and believe that Arizona's going to figure out something to get David Johnson going.
Marcus right. Grant with us from the NFL Network. We're talking fantasy football with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Going to our text line, Darren, a loyal listener, is in a PPR league. He says he needs one of these three receivers for his starting receiver spot: Larry Fitzgerald, Keenan Cole, or Will Fuller. He says he already has Mike Evans in the other spot. So who do you like, Fitzgerald, Cole, or Fuller for the other spot?
I'm going to go with Will Fuller here. Here's the thing. It's PPR, so I don't know that he gets touches, but the way that Texans passing game works, it is a volume passing game, and it is a big play passing game. And the one thing Fuller is, in the games that he has played with Deshaun Watson, and granted, it is just a small handful, but he has scored at least one touchdown or more in every single guy that gets chunk plays. It's an offense that believes on pushing the ball down the field and looking for those big air yards plays, and Will Fuller is the deep threat in an already vertical offense. So he's kind of a ceiling play. You know, there's a chance that he may only get two or three catches, but he can turn those three catches to good yards and a score, and that'll leave you feeling happy.
All right, tonight's game, we got the Jets and the Browns. Interesting game. I know on paper, maybe it doesn't look like a whole lot of fantasy points could be involved here, but I don't know. Crazy things happen on Thursday night. Actually, a lot of bad games on Thursday night. But what do you think about, from a fantasy standpoint, this particular matchup this evening?
Well, I think there's some interesting things to it. You know, I don't know that I would go with Sam Darnold necessarily. I think that he has shown flashes, and you know, you've seen why the number three overall, but I don't know that I trust him enough on a Thursday night to give him any run. If I'm looking at starting anybody, I like Bilal Powell, the bring backs out of the backfield. We've seen it the first couple of weeks against the Browns and the Steelers, or rather, I'd say the Browns have struggled weeks against the Steelers and the Saints. I should say. So I think that there's an opportunity for Bilal Powell to catch the football out of the backfield effectively. I like Quincy Enunwa simply because he has become Darnold's safety blanket in the first couple of weeks of the season. So I see a lot of targets coming his way. But at the same time, I would also give the Browns defense a shot. I mean, this is a different team defensively than what we've seen the first couple or the last couple of years. Miles Garrett and Wrecking Crew back there. And I look for him to get after the quarterback a little bit. So if you're struggling to find a defense, and again, it's always weird to play people on a Thursday night, but the Browns defense could be a nice play for you.
Marcus, in my opinion, in playing fantasy football, I think like tight end is like the hardest position to get right, and I being a Detroit fan, I have a hate relationship with Eric Ebron, who is now with the Colts and has scored 2 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Is he a guy that people should be picking up? Is he going to be a target of Andrew Luck?
I still can't completely buy into Eric Ebron right now.
Thank you.
I'm sure that'll make you feel better. Part of it is that yes, he has 2 touchdowns, but I always say touchdowns are fickle beasts. And it's hard to chase them because you just never know when they're going to come. What you want, opportunity. And the opportunity in that offense with the tight end lies more with Jack Doyle. I mean, he's playing about 90% of the snaps there. And even if he's not getting a ton of targets, the fact that he's on the field and running routes more often means there's more opportunity. Yes, Ebron has kind of gotten the money throws the first couple, but you just can't guarantee that that's going to happen week in and week out. So I haven't completely bought into Eric Ebron. I think, you know, I understand why people are making a run for him on the waiver wire, but, you know, we've seen this before. The injury's going to get your heart broken.
Speaking of heartbreaking, anybody who's a Giants fan and watches their offensive line and that sad excuse for an offense, and the same, I think, logic maybe doesn't apply. David Johnson, Odell Beckham Jr., you're going to preach patience there as well?
Yeah, OBJ, I am fine with. I think the figure out way well. I mean, we saw it in week one, even though they lost to the Jaguars, that OBJ had a really nice day. They moved him around. They found ways to get him the ball in space. And against that Jaguar secondary, he still had a pretty productive day. Obviously, week two, quite the same. If there's a guy in that offense that I'm concerned about, it's Saquon Barkley. And it has nothing to do with his talent. It has everything to do with the guys in front of him. And you saw last week against the Cowboys that instead of running the ball with him, they just threw a lot of checkdowns and a lot of dump-offs. I mean, he had 14 catches for 80 yards, which as far as the receiving day goes, that kind of sucks. As far as, like, if that were just handoff, 14 for 80 is a pretty good day. But catching the ball, that's not much. So the ball, even as good as Saquon is right now, and eventually somebody's going to catch on to the fact that they're using him basically as a double receiver. So he's the guy that I'm the most concerned about in New York.
Marcus, a couple of running back entries. LeSean McCoy, the Bills. Joe Mixon of the Bengals. McCoy's got like a rib or rib cartilage problem. Joe Mixon had a procedure done on his knee. A lot of guys pick these guys up. What's your recommendation for these two?
Well, I mean, Joe Mixon is a guy that you want on your roster. So if you've got him, hold on to him. Just be patient and wait for him to come back in a few weeks, because they are giving him the ball in every situation. I mean, he has dominated the snap share and the touches and the opportunities in that backfield. So he's one that you're fine with. LeSean McCoy, everything in Buffalo frightens me. I mean, the offense is bad. The offensive line is bad. The defense is bad. I mean, this team is really, really awful right now. And so if you've got LeSean McCoy, you're kind of stuck with him because everybody knows that the Bills are bad, and then no one in your league is going to be willing to trade for LeSean McCoy. You don't really want to drop him because you put a high draft pick on him, and somebody will snatch him up if he's out there for no, you know, nothing down, basically. It's just a bad situation, and this is a week I wouldn't play him at all. You mentioned the injury, the fact you're on the road at Minnesota. That's just a situation I'm out of.
For those that think, you know, Carson Wentz coming back this week for the Eagles, the Colts going there, you know, may think that maybe the Colts can catch the Eagles off guard. Maybe this is the timing might be off with Carson and yada, yada. Maybe. I don't know. I have a feeling that Carson Wentz is going to put up some pretty good numbers on the Colts this week. I think it's a bad spot for Indianapolis, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, you know, I'm sort of torn. Like, I saw, you know, remembering what Carson Wentz did last year before he got hurt. I mean, this is a guy who was in legitimately in the conversation for the MVP race before he got hope that he can step back in and do that. the downside is there are so many pieces missing in this Philly offense. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey, we're not sure when he's coming back. Jay Ajayi has been dealing with a back injury that's kept him in and out of practice. You know, Darren Sproles looks like he's going to be hurt. Right now, the only you can count on in that offense are Nelson Agholor and Zach Ertz. And so I think from if you're looking at those two players to put in your lineup, you like it because it's kind of what we call a concentrated offense where it just funnels through two guys. For Wentz, though, you wonder, you know, how much can he move around? Is that to be okay? You know, if he gets pressure, can he get out of the pocket and extend plays the way he did so well last year? So I think there's potential there for him. I'm sort of a fantasy skeptic where I like to see it first before I just like completely jump in with both feet. But look, a lot of people drafted Carson Wentz and they held on to him waiting for this opportunity and the matchup looks right. So, I mean, I wouldn't be totally against you giving him a run this week.
Just got a text from the 954 says, pick one, Sammy Watkins, Tyler Lockett, or Calvin Ridley.
Yes, in that situation, I would go with Sammy Watkins. I'm not a huge Sammy Watkins fan. I know he had the big week last week, but that was his first 100-yard game in nearly a calendar year. So, you know, I just he hasn't really done it. But Seattle is a mess offensively. We saw that last week. They just really struggle to move the football there. So I think I would give Sammy Watkins. Who was the third option?
It was Tyler Lockett or Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, I mean, he had a nice week last week, but I need to see some more consistency from him before I can count on him. So in a game between San Francisco and Kansas City that could be a pretty high-scoring affair, I think I'd give Watkins a run.
Well, the biggest line of the week is the 16.5-17 Minnesota against in Buffalo. Kirk Cousins, it seems almost too good to be true on paper that he's going to put up a monster game, but I guess you got to go with that one, right? It's kind of obvious. But is it obvious?
Yeah, no, I think this is one where you just don't outthink it. You know, I'm going into that game and I'm like, you start all your Vikings. I'd say sit all your Bills, but I don't know how many people have Bills on their roster. So if you've got somebody wearing purple with horns on their helmet, I feel like you're pretty safe to play them this week.
Russell Wilson, I mean, he's a love-hate thing with fantasy football. I mean, he's going to be a one-man domino, so he's going to rack up some stats, but now it looks like he literally is a one-man domino. He might not rack up anything. Would you recommend sitting Russell Wilson for the near future?
Yeah, I think right now you kind of have to. I mean, the offensive line is a disaster, and I was one of those people who believed in Russell and that even though they kept losing pieces, that he still found a way to be successful. But we saw the Bears just get after him. And, you know, some of it may be that the Bears defensively is that good this year. But the offensive line can't protect Wilson. They can't open holes for the running game. And, you know, they're relying on Tyler Lockett, who to this point in his career has not been the consistent player we hope. And an aging Brandon Marshall, who literally is on his career right now. Will Disley has kind of been a nice story the first couple of weeks, but I also don't think you can count on Will Disley to keep producing the way he has in the first two games of the season. So, you know, the upside for Russell is that he can run the football. I mean, he was their leading rusher last year, which is kind of a sad commentary on the Seahawks offense. But the fact that he can run is a little bit of a fantasy cheat code. But right now, after what I've seen the first couple of weeks, I think if I have Russell Wilson, I'm looking for help, either on the waiver wire or through a trade.
I think, Marcus, one of the highest scoring games is going to be Sunday night. I think the Patriots in Detroit are going to put on a show. I really do. I know Gronk was added to the injury report today, just limited with a minor ankle problem, it seemed. But I got to believe that Matthew Stafford rebounded quite nicely last week. I think he had 29 fantasy points. And I got to believe Patriots' second game on the road, the secondary is not where it probably will be at the end of the season. If you're going to get the Patriots and score against them a lot of points, it's usually in the first month. I think this is going to be one of the most high-scoring games of the week. How do you feel about it?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, we know the Lions are going to score points, mostly because they have to throw the ball. They can't run the ball for anything right now with their three-headed attack, four-headed attack, if you will, back there. So Stafford standing back there and swinging it 40, 50 times a game just to keep them in things. The only caveat I have is that traditionally Bill Belichick in games against his proteges has really sort of dominated. I mean, we've seen that so many times, and now for him to go against Matt Patricia, you know, you wonder what Belichick's going to have up his sleeve in this one and how this one's going to go. But I think that Stafford, he keeps both teams in the football game. So that's something to kind of, you know, keep in mind on this one. As for the Patriots, you know, they're going to do what they're going to, he's going to be productive. He's going to move the football around. You know, as long as Gronk is healthy and ready to play, he's in your fantasy lineup. So this is one I think you're right. I think there's a lot of fantasy points to be had in this one.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, as always, thank you for your awesome insight, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Marcus.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right, that is Marcus Grant from the NFL Network talking fantasy football with him, brought to you by BMW of Fort Myers.